while you got the chance. And then we'll connect the dots. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison, kind of like the inventor. Well, hey, I invent things too. I invent solutions. And let me just tell you, this has been one amazing week. I participated in three global meditations that will be helpful in accelerating the evolution of our human race. And believe me, we want to evolve beyond where it is. We're so tired of the negative forces controlling our world. We want connection to the God Spirit, to the Creator, the source of all there is. We're being interfered with by these negative forces. Anyhow, yeah, three global meditations, and the first one we hit, the magic number, no problem. I'm not sure about the last two, but we probably got them too. And so there's nothing but good vibrations moving forward. Something for all of us to be happy about. And I hope some of you participated in those global meditations too, because this is how we get to participate and help the collective consciousness and the evolution of humanity. Because when we participate in something that brings more light into our world, anchors more light from the central sun in the center of the universe to our Mother Earth, the center of our Mother Earth, the light is coming through our living bodies, and we are participating, and we are being conduits for that light to increase the vibrations of our planet. And they were talking about vibrations of love, high, fast-moving vibrations, the kind that the evil creatures can't stand or even exist in if they wanted to, unless they give up their evil ways. Hey, they need to hear that song, Give Up Your Evil Ways, and respond to it. There's that word, response, again. You know, forget about the make-believe COVID epidemic. There is a real epidemic of unresponsiveness still going on. Yeah. And, I wish everybody would get over it and cure themselves of it. And, but I'm just going to jump to bring in some information here about a person most people don't know about. Ashiana Dean, she's a representative. Yeah, she's a revealer of truth. We're talking about this woman that was born in Carbondale, Pennsylvania in 1964. She's operating out of Florida now. And she has plenty of videos out there. And she's deciphering and translating information from this group that calls themselves the Melchizedek Cloister Emerald Order. Actually, she's their representative. And she's been doing this for a number of years. A lot of her stuff came out in 2017. That's 6 years ago almost. So, but I only became aware of her recently. And she has celestial name, higher reality name, Asha Yana. can't say the last word. But anyhow, on Earth, she's known as Asayana Dean. Like the, you know, the dean of a school. Well, she could be a dean of a school. She's got some books out there called Voyages 1 and Voyages 2. And I hear she charges a lot of money for sex, this kind of stuff, which is anti-productive. Yeah, we all need money, but if you charge a lot of money, how many people are going to buy this information? You know, and if you're really part of the moment, the movement, rather, to accelerate the Earth population to be ready for when the event happens, not that far off, in the future, when the good, benevolent, extraterrestrial races land on Earth. And, you know, we've heard dates, and I've spoken, relayed the information. There's this site called 2012portal.blogspot.com on the internet. Cobra is their representative, and he's been, the information that came out of that place is like the whole lot of things that this, resistance movement is doing to this assemble all the electronic fences around the Earth, all the negative forces and the frequencies being broadcast, as plus rounding up the reptilians and the draconians and the neocromicons and all those nasty creatures that have been wrongfully controlling our world for too long. And they had mentioned this Cobra source, representative of those groups, had said that the ascension window would close in 2025 in July, and that the planetary ascension would have to happen by then. Now, I had been reading myself for a long time about this planetary ascension plan, basically by the Pleiadians. And there's good Pleiadians and bad Pleiadians. And there's a movie out there. I just happened to pick up when they were getting rid of all the VHS tapes and the stores closed that sold them. I picked up a tape that was, you know, they were just selling for a couple of dollars a piece of VHS tapes to get rid of them. And there was this 1995 movie called Starlight, featuring Willie Nelson, in the movie, you know, 1995. And it, a lot of talk about Pleiadians. In there, and there was bad Pleiadians as well as good Pleiadians. So there's, you know, good and bad groups of all races, apparently. So anyhow, back to this woman, Asayana Dean. I've watched some of her videos. Her information is extremely technical. You know, it's like for scientific, you know, geniuses, some of it, it's that technical. And this is not what the human race needs to hear because it's too complicated. And again, people that are involved with the higher intelligence, they have a bad understanding. Most of them, not all of them, but most of them have a bad understanding of the human race and what we respond to. Of course, you know, we've been subjected to evil controls for so long. We have a different way of behaving than perhaps the rest of the universe. And so she's preaching to the choir, intellectuals like herself and the group she represents, Melchizedek, Worcester, Emerald Order, you know, they're really high up there. And they're talking about a 15-dimensional system that we exist in. And it's grouped into five density groups of three dimensions. You know, 5 times 3 is 15. We're still in the bottom three, you know, that we refer to as physical reality, us regular people. And the more I read into her technical stuff, man, we got a long way to go. It's just to get into density two, the fourth, fifth, and sixth dimension. And supposedly, according to Cobra, we're going right up to the fifth dimension, and they're going to create this event that's going to catapult us all up, whether we're ready or not. And there's more frequency of light coming in, which makes it more difficult for the dark side to hang around any longer. But the diehards will be there to the end, because we know what that, how those diehard attitudes are, especially of evil creatures. Here's the problem that needs to be addressed. We got this woman who's bringing a lot of important information about what she says and her group says, Melchizedek. Now, that's a name that pops up and been popping up in books. It's mentioned once back in the Bible, in the old Jewish scriptures. The name is mentioned once. Then we have more recent books from the 20th century that give us a little more mention about this Melchizedek. And apparently there's different versions of Melchizedek, a variety of Melchizedeks. And supposedly they're all good ones. But, hey, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't know them all. So anyhow, she represents this Melchizedek Cloister Emerald Order. When they say emerald, I don't know. What does that mean? Are they green-colored? You know, I'm not sure. It's never explained, and too many things are not explained when we get into this technical stuff here. And she's talking about the mechanics of getting your chakras to spin, but she's not telling us the details in general statements and what's out there. So, you know, so I don't know what to make of people like that. They want to force you to pay money to listen to their lectures instead of just giving that valuable information out freely. You know, you're telling us that we have to learn the mechanics of how to ascend before we're qualified to go through the portals that will take us into the next dimension. And supposedly, according to Cobra, they're going to do the Galactic Confederation that he represents and the resistance group. They're going to do all the homework for us. And when the event happens, we won't have to do any of that stuff. But meanwhile, I'm kind of annoyed. She's an unresponsive person. I called her phone number up and down in Florida, and I was explicitly told, no, she doesn't get back to people. You know, it's too high and mighty. I don't like that attitude, you know? And says she's classified herself as unresponsive, and I don't like this routine about charging a lot of money. And I watched a couple of her videos, and she's like giving a class in superior physics. It's like we're supposed to understand that. You know, it comes down to, like, you know, she's preaching to the choir. You know, elitist intellectuals like herself. Yeah, they'll get it. And she's not on a college tour where the physics professors might understand what she's talking about. I mean, there's a lot of advanced futuristic science she's talking about here, talking about these things called ARPs, which has to do with this thing, angular rotation, particle spin, rather. And so apparently the angular, according to her information, the angular rotation changes every 45 degrees. So that would allow for 8 different realities to exist in the same space. Now, here's the problem. You know, if you haven't heard anything else in your life, and regarding to complex things like this, angular spins of particles, 8 things existing in the same space, you'd be inclined to believe this. But somebody like me, who has a lot of sources of information relative to this and relative explanations of how the universe set up, she's talking about a 15-dimensional system, and she brings up that there's a parallel Earth and there's a phantom Earth. I don't know which one she's talking about, because everybody can't be right, or can they, you know? Which one is she talking about? You know, she talks like she's talking about the one that we're in now at the time of ascension. But I've heard completely different explanations from other viable sources that, believable sources that, of a different way of explaining the whole situation. And so I don't know. She could be a deceptive person, too. I'm not here to judge, but boy. And another thing, none of them are in agreement, really, as far as I can see. We got this woman in Florida who's representing the Melchizedek Cloister, Emerald Order. We've got beings that were gave information in the 20th century on written sheets of paper, you know, which avoided any translation or any fallacies of human writing down. And of course, Ashana Dean here is a human informant. Suppose she's picking up incorrect information, you know. There's nothing being talked about. Do you know who's really giving you that information when you're down here on Earth? Did you do the 3-question routine? And because, you know, I wrote a song. I have to say this. I wrote a song that pretty well sums up one of the most important points regarding this, you know, regarding to truth. It goes down, you know, the lies go down easy with a dash of truth, or the misinformation does. Goes down easy with a dash of truth. It's one of my songs called The Common Man. Hey, it's out there on YouTube. Look it up. A great philosophical song. In fact, my live performance is out there. One of my live performances of that song is out there on YouTube. And amazingly, because I have a similar name to the one-time famous inventor, still known, Thomas Alva Edison. My name is John Edison. The machines will not pick up this thing called this song called The Common Man unless I you key in the words by Tom Edison. Of course, if you go clicking with CD Baby, they have it listed under my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. And it's a philosophical song, and that's one of the most important points in that song, that the misinformation, the lies, get swallowed easy with a dash of truth. And so we have to keep that in mind when we're hearing different explanations of what the hell is going on. Who do we believe? Who are the deceivers? Who are the misinformers? And how many versions of the truth can we have simply by looking at it from a different perspective? But when, you know, and different names, too, you know, they're talking about the Cedars of Life, and then there's the Fifth Apocryphal Revelation, which has a completely different story of how things are set up. And all different names and stuff. And the one of the biggest points of difference is how our solar system came to be. And I'm inclined not to believe, you know, Ashiana Dean's explanation. And she has a few other explanations. It just doesn't jive. Some of it doesn't even make any sense. And then she, parts of her stuff, she has the two Jesus story. Come on, that story was floating around back in the 70s. You know, it didn't. And she's got like another version of that same story. And one does not coincide with the other, you know. So who's telling the truth? Who's lying, you know? And she's got information different about the story of Jesus, and she's got this explanation, holographic implants and implants in the collective consciousness of humanity fabricated the whole story of the crucifixion. Yet, if you go to the Fifth Apocryphal Revelation, which is untainted information from the so-called truth stored out there in other worlds of our universe, there, you know, it supports a lot of what's said in the Bible, plus regarding Jesus, plus it explains really who he is, and there is no talk about a second. I mean, Jesus was Yeshua, was a popular name, so there might have been 10 people named Yeshua in the local area there. Like, come on, you go to any town in America, how many people are named John? You know, common name. Well, Yeshua was a common name back in that day. And so she's promoting that two Jesus story again, but she's promoting in a way it doesn't even make any sense. She talks about a 12-dimensional Jesus showing up, and then followed a short time later by a 9-dimensional, less, you know, evolved Jesus showing up. And then she has no information about his more other exalted roles in the universe and about him being a creator god or not. But she has no three creator races. And it just doesn't jive, you know? I mean, if you never had no information about, you know, no knowledge of what's in the Fifth Apocryphal Revelation, which actually, you know, it doesn't explain the axial spin of the molecules, but it gives you a basic understanding how the universe works. And her version doesn't coincide with that. So what 15-dimensional universe is she talking about? And there's no mention about the 12 overtones for each dimension. You know, that was the information going around within the last 50 years, that there were 12 basic dimensions. She does mention 12 basic dimensions, and but no mention of the overtones, that they're subdivided into 12 sections. No, she's got this other thing that says there's only 8 subdivisions. So, yeah, we got to wonder, who are we going to believe here? Of course, the final truth will come out when the event happens. But in the meantime, but here's what I picked up from her information. She's got this long story that goes back 560 million years when the first humans were set up. But it's got no mention of creator gods creating the human races. No, she gives credit to three creator founders, you know. But that's not how the universe is set up. So, you know, are these three false creator systems or what? And she talks about the blowing up of the Stargate, the 12th dimensional Stargate to sever the tie. So there's only 11 dimensions we could reach from this location at the bottom. Perhaps that's how the string theory scientists of Earth think there's only 11 dimensions. So that might fit in with that. But, you know, it's just too much confusion here. And only time will tell. But one of the things that's important is your intent. And there was her information provides a little bit of explanation. We keep hearing this thing that we're living in a hologram. Are we? I don't know. I mean, you know, she gives some, of course, she's just representing the Melchizedek cloister. And most of us don't care about this, really, about this thing that's technical. And she's, like I said, preaching to the choir. You know, the thing about the fifth act, apocryphal revelation, you know, questions were asked and answered by via a paper materializing with the answers on it. And these were regular people. They weren't superior scientists or anything like that. They weren't Stephen Hawkins or something like that. They were more of a regular type people. And, of course, that higher intelligence that provided that information, they, overuse a lot of complicated words, and she's making the same mistake. And so I'll just say it again, you know, I'll do my analysis on here. These, a lot of these, higher evolved beings, they don't understand how we can, that we don't really want to get that technical about things, or if it is, you got to explain it down at our level, because how can you be on Earth and not understand that if you don't, you know, if you talk too technical, you're going to talk over the head of the average person. Aren't you here to help everyone? You know? Nobody gets to ask these people anything. Well, there was no choice about asking. Now, you know, back in the fifth apocryphal revelation, back in the 20th century, they were given the opportunity to ask questions. You know, if this Asiana Dean is afflicted with scaredy-catness, unresponsiveness, there's going to be no opportunity to ask her some key questions, you know, because there's a lot of unanswered things with all the information she's presenting, you know. Some of it seems plausible, a lot of it does, but not all of it, and there seems to be some red flags with things popping up, especially how our universe got here. I mean, our solar system got here. It doesn't make any sense what she's saying, you know. It's like, here's how it happened, you know, and not going into any detail at all and explaining, you know. And then she keeps talking about the mechanics of, you need the mechanics of learning. And she and her information talks about how other people try to con you on and give you an easy fix, like they say the Galactic Federation, not the Confederation, but the Federation, Galactic Federation, they're in with the bad guys, and they're conning you, you know, we're going to give you all the healing machines and stuff like that, and it's going to be, you don't have to do anything, really. Or they keep telling you to go inside and find the answers. The answers are inside, but they don't tell you how to really go inside. You know, they don't really explain it to you. And she keeps talking about the mechanics that it's in our DNA, but she's not telling us either about how to do it, unless she only does it in her personal lectures, which, again, is depriving most of humanity, 99% of humanity, because it's only 1% of humanity is going to be able to afford high prices or want to go to one of her lectures to see somebody who doesn't know how to talk common language to people. These are serious issues. Hey, this is a call in radio show. And if you have a phone, you can participate. You know, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, the number here is 888-627-6008. And if you're not in the U.S. or Canada, you can call in via the direct number 323-744-4831. Of course, put the proper prefix ahead of that number, 323-744-4831. And toll free in U.S. and Canada, 888-627-6008. Well, so that's what's been happening, you know. Let me just switch topics here for a minute. A lot of other interesting things have happened this week. Because I'm on Twitter, and people are always posting information on Twitter. You know, well, there's a daily battle between us, the truth revealers, and the AI machinery that basically runs Twitter and looks for people that they can close the account or prohibit you from speaking on certain topics. And a couple of interesting topics popped up in this last week. The border issue down in Texas, well, it just so happens that it's the Catholic Charities for Profit, though they don't say that, are siphoning millions upon millions of dollars of our tax money to bring in more people on the other side of the border, just bring them in here and so-called take care of them. And I'm sure that's on the more you bring in, the more money you get in reimbursements. So it's another money scam operated this time by the Catholic charities and other groups involved in it to bring as many refugees or fake refugees into America because they're getting $100 a head or $1,000 a head or whatever the government is willing to pay. And, of course, this is arranged through the crooked politicians. And in America, we know our government is crooked. Most of the people in Washington are crooked. I mention it every once in a while. The FBI did an investigation, I don't know, 10, 20 years ago, and they found out that of 535 people in the Congress, only two people could be deemed as trustworthy. Well, I think that I can agree with that assertion. And that makes perfect sense. And then, you know, and then look how much more money being wasted. Biden sends down 1,500 National Guard people to do paperwork. Why would you do that? You know how much that costs taxpayers to do that? Yeah. If anything, you need more support to keep the criminals out. And there's plenty of better solutions. There's solutions that everybody could benefit from. But people like me don't get to put their two cents in the situation. That's why, again, hey, I've ran the last four presidential elections. That's right. And I continue to do it in 2024 as an independent candidate. Because I'm the man who knows how to create solutions. There's a money-making solution to the border problem, but not with the Catholic, not through the Catholic charities wasting our taxpayers' money, and of course the politicians for arranging that, they're pocketing some of the money too. It's sickening. And because this woman, they're closing down her account because this woman posted that information. And every time she tried to reply to other people that wanted more on that information, they didn't allow her post to be put up. And then other people that managed to somehow repost her stuff, some of them got their accounts suspended too. And this is crap people have to go through on Twitter. But there's more being popped up in important info. I don't have the time to reinvestigate all these things, but I'm just passing the information along that supposedly before Kennedy was assassinated, I don't know, 7 to 10 days before that, he signed a document transferring all the gold that he was allowed to transfer to a bank in Hawaii so we could set up the our money system backed by gold again. And there's trillions of dollars of gold in some Hawaiian bank. And nobody's touched it since. I don't know if they were afraid to touch it or just the New World Order wants to see that it stays in one of their banks. And it may not be there anymore because these crooks, they take the gold where they want to, and either they melt it down or they sell it to the ETs or some shit. But, you know, I doubt if there's any gold left in Fort Knox, you know. They probably siphoned all that. There's nothing but painted lead bars or something in there now, you know. Lead, because it makes it hard for to pick up and carry out, so that discourages people from trying to take it out. But, you know, that's how criminal our systems are. You know, when I'm out there on Twitter, my favorite tweets is I'll tweet a quote in relation to people talking about, like, you know, the protests in France, where the millions of people are protesting and their evil Macron just, you know, slams the door in their face, doesn't even want to hear about it. You know, he's raising everybody's pension, retirement age. Yeah, he's a New World Order creep. You know, so I'll post comments like, you know, declare a declaration of independence from these unresponsive government people that just want to ignore you. You know, what's the point of, even if you got 2 million people out on the street there, what is the point when, no, they're not going to respond? You could have 10 million people in the street. And if you haven't reasoned out yet that these governments of today don't respond to protests. It's not like in the old days where you had some leverage because the police forces that protect these elites have arsenals to take on the Red Army if it need be. And they're going out there and using these high-tech weapons against you, the protesters. And half of them are a bunch of, you know, mind-controlled robot thinking zombies that are looking to bash heads because they know they can get away with it. And that's it. A new declaration of, in America too, a new declaration of independence needs to be declared to remove. It's the only way to get rid of all these creeps in the government. Because if you're, you know, the population is still set on voting for Democrats or Republicans. So whatever you want to vote for, they're all crooks. But two major parties are the two most crooked parties in the world. So it doesn't matter who you vote for, either one of the party, you're electing a crook. Now, my game plan to get elected in 2024 as an independent is to convince all the registered Democrats and all the registered Republicans to vote for me. rather than vote for two crooked creeps that are going to be running, you know? Whomever they have running, Biden's going around, come on. This guy isn't even a human being. He's like clone 666. And Trump, this guy's an idiot, you know? I don't care what, you know, you liked his charisma and that he was bold enough to take on the rest of the crooked world. But he didn't know how to play his hand because they've kept him at bay. They caused him to lose the New World Order people who run the U.S. elections. Yeah, don't think your vote is going to elect people. But if both parties were voting for me, it would be a landslide victory, and there wouldn't have to be any cheating. And then the New World Order couldn't negate all those votes from both parties. So it's the only solution. Plus, you know, unlike Democrats and Republicans, I know how to solve problems. Solving problems is easy. It's my specialty. All it is, you apply a little common sense to any situation, you got the problem solved. Yeah? But that's where it's at. And meanwhile, you know, we're still being chemtrailed to death. It's sickening. And they're weakening people with the 5G broadcasts. They're poisoning the food. I hear that's another thing that popped up on Twitter. Bill Gates has a meat company now where he intentionally injects two types of toxins into the meat that he's selling to you. And, of course, it'll be GMO meat, of course, because he's the GMO king. And, of course, he's buying up more farmland to, you know, flood the market with GMO food. And they're changing the labels. So when you read the labels, you won't know they got bugs in the food because they're calling the bugs something else. Instead of calling them crickets or whatever they are, they're calling them some technical name that nobody understands. And you're still putting the fake aspartame, cancer-producing aspartame. Yes. Into soft drinks, foods, everything. And you, the stupid people, don't realize that you're willing to go out and buy that stuff. The government isn't there to protect you. They're getting paid to help kill you. Don't you understand that? And you wonder why, might wonder why I say, time for another Declaration of Independence to get rid of the bums, you know? The old saying, toss the bums out. Well, the only way to toss the bums out and the corrupt politicians, we have to have a Declaration of Independence and replace it with a better system. Any system probably would be better than the one we got, except maybe a communist system. Of course, that's where they're trying to get this, the whole thing to go. And if you don't understand the bad news with the digital currency, you know, you are brain dead. That's all I got to say. That's another reason we need a Declaration of Independence. You know, we got evil people at every corner, got their hands in the pie. They're toxifying our water, toxifying our food supply, poisoning us in every way possible. They're causing train wrecks to destroy neighborhoods and kill people with poisons that get dumped into the local water supplies. And they set, food plants on fire to cause a shortage of food. They create wars so more people have to suffer. You know, we could end all the wars in a very short amount of time, if there was a decent person in the head of the United States. Come on. You saw what Trump did. He didn't stop any friggin' wars. You know? He had his chance. He had both parties control of. He didn't know what to do. He talked about hiring the test of viruses, he couldn't even determine whether someone was his friend or his enemy. That's how stupid he was, okay? And forget about the clone Biden, clone 666 himself. He's nothing but a total puppet, brainless puppet. Doesn't even have a soul anymore, you know? Can't even talk correctly. Thinks he's running for governor again or something, you know? People, you got to wake up and take proper actions, you know? 2024 election, unless you come to your senses and understand that all Democrats and all Republicans have to vote for somebody like me, and there is no other one like me, you know? When I say I can solve every friggin' major problem in the world, you know, I don't say things that I can't back up. Solve as President of the United States, it would be so easy to solve every problem in the world in a very short period of time. Don't we want that to happen? You know? So there's two ways for me to get elected. Either the people are going to get out their lazy asses, get some guts and gumption, and go out there and declare a new Declaration of Independence and then invite me to be the new president of the new United States of America, or the Democrats and Republican people who are registered with the Democrat and Republican parties are going to make up their minds that they're going to vote for me, and they're going to tell their party leaders, we're going to elect this independent guy who knows how to solve the problems and unify the Congress. You need someone who's not a member of the Democrats or the Republican Party to unify the parties. You know, it used to be called the Democratic Republican Party. No, we can bring it back to that. It's not that hard if you have a president that knows how to work the magic. And in my life, I never really ran across a problem that I couldn't solve if I persevered at it. You know, as the saying goes, perseverance prevails. And I'm somebody, when I say something, I can back it up. I have ethics. And I know how to be responsive. Come on. The things that the public is, general public is crying about, these problems are not that difficult to solve. It's just the unresponsiveness of the elected leaders, you know, the ones who lied to you to get elected, told you what you wanted to hear. That unresponsive group, they're the problem because their allegiance is not to serving the public, it's to serving the bribe money, you know? So, I mean, if you're listening to my voice, I shouldn't even have to explain it. It's that simple. When election day comes around, but you better start preparing it beforehand, and if you're a member of one of those two parties, you better start to unifying together behind the scenes and convince your party leaders that the only way to unify America is to elect somebody who's not of a political party. You know, the last four elections I ran as a write-in candidate, and to be elected president of the United States, to have both members of both parties voting for me, I'll have to do it as a write-in candidate. And we'll all learn something. It'll be fun. We'll all know that we're going to win the election, you know? And we won't have to worry about cheating because we'll all be on the same page and we'll all learn about voting for write-in candidates. And we won't have to monitor the situation too much because we know that I'll win the election. And then we'll have a unification of the people in Congress to start doing what they're really getting paid for, which is serving the general population of the United States of America. And we'll begin ending this waste of taxpayers' money. You know, I mean, it all requires efforts on people uniting to taking the proper physical actions, strategic physical actions to make it happen while we still have some freedom left. Because we can't just sit around and wait for the ETs to land and do their event. And there still could be a false landing of negative ETs to try to trick some of us and create more wars. That still could happen. You know, Cobra's blogspot says that, well, Cobra's portal.blogspot.com says the chances are slim on that, but, you know, I'm one of these people, never underestimate the enemy. And the negative alien ET races are the enemy. And if you study the situation as well as I do, it's amazing how much evil they have perpetrated against humanity and controlled us for so long, you know. I know one thing, if I was a creator God or somebody of that high standard out there in the universe, way higher than Ashana Dean's 15-dimensional model, I would have made the decisions long ago when this thing started to nip it in the bud. No, instead it went on, it's going on for like 550 million years, according to Ms. Dean's revelation from the Melchizedek Cloister. How can you allow something to go on for that long? I mean, the countless years people, humanity suffered, and her figures don't coincide, you know, with the rest of the figures from other sources, and there's numerous sources, you know. And again, the same problems, you know. She's almost like the kettle calling the stove black, or the stove calling the kettle black, you know. Why are you talking about everyone's not giving you the mechanics of how to ascend, you know, and how to reconnect your own DNA and do things like that we're supposed to be able to do? You talk about other people, well, I haven't seen your thing yet, and believe me, I can't afford it. I'm a poor person. I can't afford to go to your lectures, and there's no guarantee it's going to be in your lectures either. Because, you know, I've read through your dictionary. It's out there. You know, Ascension Terms Dictionary, A to Z. And, you know, there's a lot of informative information there, but it's missing. In that Ascension Dictionary, you're talking about other groups that they talk about, well, you got to go inside and you got to do this and that, but they don't tell you exactly how to do it. And then from what I've seen, you're not telling us either, you know? So I'm not too happy about that. And you know, spiritual information really should be given away for free. We can understand you had to make some money to get on your feet and all that. But now that you've done that already, you know, and you're not even going on the college circuit, you know, because most of your stuff is for physics teachers and high-tech scientists or futuristic science, you know? I think I've put everything in perspective tonight. A lot of things for us to talk about tomorrow and think about. Meanwhile, victory of the light. Right? Three successful global meditations. Sails us along in victory of the light. But there's more light we need, and there's more bad guys to get rid of. And we need to kick these, their butts off our planet. You know, it'd be nice if the ETs would land tomorrow and round up the bad guys. They have the, they claim they have the manpower, the weapons to do it, the knowledge, the technology to do it. Well, let's get the show on the road here, you know? Because even after they land, you know, those of us good souls that will still be here and have aligned with the, our hearts with the light and the real God, the source of all there is. You know, that's another funny thing, you know, that of all the explanations of the universe and how it works, you know, there's another explanation out there. It talks about the different levels of universe. There's the local universe, there's the next level universe, and then there's the next level universe. And each of them are divided into seven aspects, you know? Three and seven are connective numbers to the original source of all there is. 15-dimensional system, well, I don't see the number connection myself, but and then there's no details about what's above that, ascended masters. Well, that's so little information compared to something like the fifth apocryphal revelation, which gives us thousands of identities of creature life above what could be a 15-dimensional system. So, and with the added information that there's an uncountable amount of spirit creatures that have been created. Plus, they give us the first creation from the one to the threefold personality of the Heavenly Father. You know, spoken of as such, along with the Eternal Son and the Infinite Spirit. Meanwhile, Cobra and his confederation, they just talk about it as source. They have no personal knowledge of who God really is. Call it source? Come on. It's so impersonal. And Ashiana, representing the Melchizedeks, why aren't... Come on, they have to know about the personal attributes of the threefold personality, known, sometimes referred to as God. No mention of that, like, you know, it's another red flag. And whatever, anybody knows that individual, Shayana Jean, and can get to talk to her personally, you know. Tell her to wake up out of the her affliction of unresponsive and get in touch with somebody like me that might even have more information to share with her than she has with me. And she certainly should be correlating it with all this other information and models of the universe that are out there. Quite a few of them, but she doesn't seem to be doing any correlation as if she's got the only one. I have a problem with that. Anyhow, I think she's the one with the problem. Yeah, I'm not going to let it bother me, but I had to speak about it tonight. So, hey, it's the end of the show. You know, I guess everybody's phone wasn't working tonight. But regardless of that, hey, tell your friends calling next week. Hey, and just call on radio. So especially if you have some important information to reveal, you know, maybe you have a unique dimensional model you've come across that we should be correlating with the other ones. okay, Mr. Engineer, it's time to take us out of here now. And you, I'm going to give you the countdown, and you people can listen to the lead guitar solo of my song, Are You the Partying Kind, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. I Gotta Be Somebody is the first song on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. You know, I need some financial support. You know, I'm doing this show as a poor person. There's people collecting welfare out there that have more money than me. So here we go, Mr. Engineer. Do the countdown. Hey, everybody listening, have a good night. Tell your friends to tune in next week. Here it is, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, I know I was here, took my stand without fear. To the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.